Addressing hundreds of supporters in Bulawayo this morning, the MDC leader said the new constitution will protect citizens from what he called the tyranny of the majority. He said minority rights are well enshrined in the draft.
This constitution also, to a greater extent, protects the minority. With minority, whatever rights they have, majority rules, but without suppressing the minority. This is the fundamental basis. Everyone is before the law equal. And before God, equal.
Mr. Swangrai told the party faithfuls the new constitution will ensure the equitable distribution of national resources to all the country's provinces. For example, he said, Chapter 18 of the draft charter forces the state to ensure local communities have equitable access to resources to promote development across the country.
Distribution of natural resources or national resources, the budget of the country must have equitable distribution of national resources, equitable in our country. So, in our province, you know who are the same, but the very same, you know who are the same.
Mr. Swangrai later met with local Christian leaders where he signed a peace pledge, promising he will do all in his power to urge his supporters to desist from engaging in political violence as the country goes to the referendum vote Saturday and starts preparing for national elections expected later in the year. Christian Alliance Board Chairperson Ray Mozi said it is the duty of religious and political leaders to ensure a peaceful and fair referendum.
So we are appealing to political parties to make a commitment to the nation and to their followers that they will support this peaceful campaign and they will do everything within their power to make sure people of Zimbabwe will be able to choose their own leaders without undue pressure.
Zimbabweans go to the polls this Saturday where they will be asked to adopt or reject the draft constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Spanda.